May I ask everyone to take their seats? We're going to start in a few seconds.
For the transcript.
Turn that down. Thank you. Turn it down. Thank you. Oop.
For the transcript, Middle East Strategy Working Group, 1500 to 1630, Monday, April 8th.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. This is the session on ICANN's engagement strategy in the Middle East. My name is Behra Ismat. I'm ICANN's regional VP in the Middle East, and I'm joined with a panel representing the working group, the strategy working group. To my far left, I have Sarmad Hossein. Sarmad is with the University of Engineering and Technology in Lahore, Pakistan. We have Fahad Bataina, Fahad with .jo, Jordan, and Manal Ismail from Telecom Regulatory Authority of Egypt. And before we start with the draft strategy, I'm going to give the floor to Tariq Kamel, the Senior Advisor to ICANN President for Governmental Engagement, who will say a few words about ICANN engagement, global engagement strategy. Tariq, you have the floor.
Thank you, Baher, for the introduction. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm glad to welcome you on behalf of ICANN's management in this session about the Middle East strategy. Actually, it is a working session because the strategy is still in progress. But before the panel starts, I would like to say a few remarks about the overall engagement strategy, regional engagement strategy that ICANN has been preparing within the last couple of months. We started with Africa when Fadi, even before he joined ICANN officially, has triggered an initiative with some African leaders to have an African engagement strategy for ICANN. We were together during the summer of last year, met at AFRINIC in Mauritius, and have established and the strategy together and announced it in Toronto and started implementation at the beginning of this year. And we had a meeting, a regional event, a successful regional meeting, as it has been mentioned this morning in Addis. Latin America is also following now the same steps, and they are on Wednesday afternoon announcing their draft of the strategy after 4 or 5 months of very intense work, again in a bottom-up approach, as we did in the African case. Middle East is now also joining, and we are glad to see it going forward. We had some overview during the regional event, the regional engagement event in Dubai early March, but we have also wanted to present the first results of this strategy here in Beijing before it's going to be formally announced later on. Why are we doing this regional strategies? Simply because from an ICANN perspective and an ICANN point of view, there is a need for further engagement to address ICANN-specific issues in the regions and specifically in the developing countries. So we started with Africa, but Asia will also follow up, and even Eastern Europe can join later on. There are questions about the GTLD program and the lack of participation from the developing countries for the GTLD program. This is a question we need to address, and this is a problem we need to diagnose. There is a question even why do we have very limited applications, actually very few, unfortunately three, within the Joint Application Support Program, the JAS, that even has provided financial assistance for the developing countries in order to participate in the new GTLD program. And again, the participation has been very, very limited. Is it a problem of awareness? Is it a problem of engagement? Is it a problem of presence on site? Is it a problem of lack of industry players? what is needed to be done. These are the, one of the questions that we need to address really as ICANN community and make sure that we are working on it. But not only that, but also other issues related to IANA redelegation, empowerment of CCTLDs, and other issues related to security, DNSSEC, and other challenges that we have in the various regions as ICANN. Many questions, and it happened, unfortunately, all over the year, that the answers in the different regions have not always been according to satisfaction of the regional players. However, I also have to say that we are not starting from Greenfield. There has been work, engagement work that has been done in the regions, either in Africa or in the Middle East or in Asia or in other parts of the world. And we are working very closely also with our ISTARs. We are fully aware that ISOC has been there in Africa and in the Middle East and in Latin America and in Asia doing a lot of work in capacity building. And we are planning, when it comes to the implementation, to work fully and in full coordination with ISOC when it comes to capacity building and other programs for the implementation. Actually, this week we have a meeting together for our two executive teams in order to coordinate our plans. Our both boards, the board of ISOC and the board of ICANN, will have on Friday morning a joint meeting also for further coordination. But we are also working very close with the ISTARs, whether AFRINIC, LACNIC, RIPE, NCC, or whatever other RIRs that exist in the region. So we are not unaware of the activities that have existed, but there are certain parts of the overall ecosystem, certain parts of the puzzle that are missing. And we are there in order to complement, in order to add, not to duplicate or not to interrupt any existing one. But it was clear from the diagnosis and from talking to the community that there are puzzles that are missing, and therefore the ICANN management, with the full support of the ICANN board and through the regional vice presidents, decided in a bottom-up approach to work with the community to develop the strategies. So I'm making this clear so that the overall positioning of these strategies becomes clear. Why are we doing it? In order to respond to very specific needs, ICANN-related needs in the region. With whom are we developing them? In a bottom-up approach completely, as you will see of the work group that Baher has been putting together. When it comes to implementation, we will work in full partnership with the players that exist in the region that I have mentioned and other regional players as well from other parts of the regions. So I wanted to say some highlights in order to make the right positioning of this regional strategy in engagement. Not each region is like the others. We are not necessarily going to take the template of Africa and apply it in Asia. This will be very difficult, or in Latin America. So every region has its specific parameters, and we would like to listen from the regional players to tell us what are the specific parameters that we are facing. But ICANN will put together with its sister organization its full commitment in order to work in full partnership for the implementation whenever you come with the plan. Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon, and I look forward to a fruitful discussion of the panel and fruitful results. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tor. So we're going to go straight to the presentation, and before I'm just going to say two things before I turn it over to my panelists. The scope of this group was to develop a three-year strategy for the Middle East with a one-year action plan or implementation plan. So the working group has been working for the past 3 months on the strategy part. They posted a draft document last week, and they're going to walk you through this document today. The countries that are covered under this strategy include the 22 Arab countries, in addition to Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. The group, as Tariq said, was established in a bottom-up fashion. It has representation from all stakeholders, including governments, private sector, CCTLD managers, civil society, academia. And I would like to recognize some of the group members who are with us in the room and actually thank them for the hard work and the excellent work they have delivered. So among the audience, we have Dr. Imad Huballah from Lebanon. We have Rafiq Damak from Tunis, Ali Mishal from ISUC Bahrain, Mohammed Naimi from TRA Bahrain, Mohammed Al-Bashir from IST Qatar. I can also see Siavash Shahshahani from Iran sitting in the room. And I know there are others participating remotely as well. I just wanted to thank them for the excellent work. So over the past 3 months, the group have had conference calls like once every week or 2 weeks, met face-to-face in Dubai during the Arab MIG meeting in early March. And as I said, they posted the draft document on March 28th, and you can find it on the ICANN community wiki. It's available for public comments, and public comments will be received till April 19th. The three strategic goals the group had identified included fostering two-way engagement between ICANN and community in the Middle East, building a strong and competitive domain name industry in the region, and promoting multi-stakeholder processes in the region. The group had also identified three focus areas with very specific objectives, recommendations, actions under each area, and this is what we're going to hear from them right now. So I'm going to turn it over to Sarmat Hussain, who's going to walk us through the first part of, or the first focus area of the strategy. Sarmat, go ahead.
Thank you, Bahar, and hello, everybody here. So before we get into objectives, I wanted to very briefly take you through the in a way, stakeholders we identified as far as DNS security and stability is concerned. There are obvious players which include registries and registrars and registrants, but we also consider that policymakers and law enforcement agencies are a key stakeholder as far as security and stability is concerned. We also realize the importance of network operation and security managers in the region and CERTs, computer emergency response teams, who would need to eventually play a key role in the process. So coming to the objectives themselves, the main objective or the key objective is to develop relevant capacity, resources, and internet infrastructure in the region in a coordinated and comprehensive way and in a sustainable fashion, which actually can focus on the needs emanating from the region itself. Looking at the objectives, basically, we were able to divide them in four large categories. The first one was to build awareness and understanding of stakeholders, especially including the policymakers, for the importance of security and stability, availability and resilience of the DNS. The second key objective is to, once the awareness is there, also strengthen the capacity for technologies and processes through a training program of relevant stakeholders in the region. The third objective is to develop the internet infrastructure to strengthen security and stability of the DNS in the region. Basically, this should be done by involving all the stakeholders. And as I said, this critically includes the policymakers and the law enforcement, in addition to the other stakeholders which we normally engage. Next slide, please. Okay, so as far as the recommendations are concerned, based on those objectives, we need to undertake awareness activities basically around policy and coordination needs for the security and stability. This is mostly concerning policymakers and law enforcement agencies. And we also need to look at operational and coordination needs for security and stability. And this concerns mostly registrar registries and, again, law enforcement agencies. We also need to provide technical assistance to law enforcement agencies and emergency response teams for cross-border coordination to combat cybercrime. We want to collaborate. One of the key things in this region is that Arabic script is used for most of the languages spoken in this region. So once we are actually there are a growing number of IDN CCTLDs and TLDs, GTLDs in the pipeline. So we need to develop a very robust infrastructure as far as IDNs are concerned, which would include a variety of tools, which I'll present in the next slide. And so that must be done by involving all the community in the region and focusing on the security and stability aspects of things as well as the usability of Arabic domain names. And then to ensure that this is actually done in a sustainable way, we need to, an effective way, we actually need to coordinate our activities, and therefore we need to develop a regional mechanism to follow up around these recommendations. Going into specific actions which need to be taken place, next slide, please. So what we actually recommend is that we need to conduct awareness training on challenges with DNS security and stability and policy and practice to address these challenges. So we need to not only conduct training on policy and practice aspects, but also on addressing any security issues across borders, and therefore develop training, conduct training in multilateral agreements and cross-border collaboration in combating some of the issues which arise. In addition, we need to have training on tools to assess the health of the DNS for the different players, including the registries. We need to identify tools and processes to manage DNS resilience. We also need to have training basically exercises to deal with any emergencies and threats when they occur. So to prepare the local stakeholders to address such threats. In addition, we also need continued training in the region for some of the technologies or protocols which have been developed and are relevant to the security of the DNS, which include DNSSEC and RPKI. There was a strong feeling that local capacity actually needs to be developed for managing these trainings, managing some of these exercises, and therefore we were considering a train-the-trainer program in the region, which will develop a pool of people inside the region who can address some of these areas. Next slide, please. As far as the infrastructure is concerned, DNS infrastructure is concerned, there are a lot of CCTLDs who do secondary hosting, but most of the secondary hosting is outside the region. So we want to engage inside the region and develop secondary hosting mechanisms within the region itself. We would also like to see more root server instances in the region. As far as the IDN infrastructure is concerned, there is upcoming work within ICANN to develop label generation rules for Arabic domain names. There's been work going on in this area in the region before as well, but that needs to continue so that we can actually have a label generation rule set for Arabic for implementing the TLDs in the region. We also need to engage the region in the debates which are continuing at ICANN and IETF around the domain name registration data and services around that data so that needs and requirements from the region can also be incorporated in those processes. Finally, once the IDNs are enabled through the infrastructure, we also need to look at the usability issues of those IDNs for larger acceptability by the community and look at applications which enable internationalized domain names and see what the gaps are and work with the technical community to develop solutions for accessing those IDNs in Arabic script specifically. Developing and engaging with the community, we need to have a mechanism to see how we are doing, how we're progressing. And to enable that, we need to first define objectives and operational details for a regional mechanism, local regional mechanism, to see how the strategy should be implemented, to define further details of this strategy, actions of this strategy, and then work with ICANN to see how effectively that strategy is performing within the region, and in a way work with ICANN to make it more effective as it is implemented over the next 3 years. Next slide, please. So we've actually been. This is a slide which is still not very discussed in detail. This is just a first cut of metrics. So we've been discussing how to evaluate ICANN's strategy because that should be actually an equally significant part of the process. To see how the strategies, where the strategies meeting the objectives outlined for the strategy itself, and then give some feedback to ICANN in that context, some concrete feedback. We've actually been looking at possibilities of outcomes, whether we have been able to achieve the desired change in behavior in the region. But that's something which is later down the road. To start with, we're looking at things which are simpler to track. Looking at number of awareness trainings, number of with policymakers and law enforcement agencies, trainings with the technical community, number of trainers trained for this purpose, increased root server instances and other metrics. This is an incomplete list at this time, see whether our engagement has been effective in this context. So that's all from me for now, and we'll take some questions afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat. Fahad, would you go ahead?
Okay, thank you, Baher. Good afternoon, everybody. So the next main issue that the working group is tackling is actually the domain name industry in the Arab region. I mean, in a nutshell, if we look at the statistics, we managed to pull out some statistics from the region, and I think we have only like 250,000, close to 250,000 domain name registrations under the 22 CCTLDs in the region. Of course, we're excluding Iran, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. That's a low number. So there are several, I mean, we found that from our study that there are several reasons behind that, and we hope that the strategy could assist in improving that, not just the numbers, the entire process itself. So in terms of objectives, one key objective is to raise awareness among the stakeholders from the local registries, registrars, and registrants, and policymakers in the domain name industry in the region. Another point is to foster collaboration among TLD operators in the region to exchange best practices and discuss issues of relevance that could further develop the industry in the region. And a third and final objective is to stimulate innovation and entrepreneurship in the domain name industry and auxiliary industries in order to grow the overall internet economy in the region. We have questions.
Can we take them at the end? Or?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. So some recommendations that the group agreed upon is to create awareness campaigns on the potential opportunities of the domain name industry, highlighting its impact on the further promotion of online services as well as e-commerce in the region. E-commerce is quite shy within the region, and we believe that improving the domain name industry could assist in actually lifting this industry or e-commerce in general. Another recommendation would be to create more awareness pertaining to the new GTLD program, including financial support mechanisms, and encouraging more applicants in subsequent rounds to actually apply for new GTLDs. Another recommendation would be to engage with the relevant business community in the region, aware them and encourage them to expand into business related to the, which includes like registries and registrars, mainly accredited registrars. Slide, please. Another recommendation would also be to facilitate best practices, to share, let's say, best practices among CCTLD registries, both ASCII and IDNs, on issues such as policy development, marketing and promotion, technical infrastructure, DNSSEC, IPv6, you mentioned it. A fifth recommendation would be to help develop regional expertise and know-how related to the different components of the domain name ecosystem, such as policy making, legal aspects, and dispute resolution. Next slide, please. In terms of actions, we managed to conclude 9 actions regarding the domain name industry. Many of these actions are related to creating roadshows and workshops and seminars and different training programs. So we think that conducting roadshows, workshops, seminars, and training programs on registrar model is needed, on resolution policies and who is. On the new GTLD program, on CCTLD operations, both ASCII and IDNs, and on promotion of online services and e-commerce. Of course, we have since the strategy expands to 3 years, we just... from within our discussions and brainstorming sessions, we decided that each one has a different priority. So they all expand, actually, from year one to year three. Slide, please. We also believe that carrying out a baseline survey and economic study would be helpful. Establish strategic partnership with governments and SME incubators in the region and study the possibility of financing initiatives in this field. Also provide guidance and support to current ICANN-accredited registrars and address their sustainability issues. Final point is to work on tackling financial, legal, and technical challenges faced by new registrars passing through the ICANN accreditation process in order to facilitate and speed up new accreditations from the region. Slide, please. So our metrics would be to increase the number of ASCII CCTLD registrations, increase the number of IDN CCTLD registrations, increase the number of Arabic script IDN CCTLDs, increase the number of CCTLD registrars, increase the number of ICANN accredited registrars in the region. At the moment, we only have 6 accredited registrars in the region. Number of successful new GTLD applications from the region. While there have been a lot of applications coming out of the region, I think there are 54 applications. Not all of them have been applied by entities actually residing in the region. Some have just established their companies or existence in the region and applied. And the final metric would be to increase the number of registrations under new GTLDs from the region. Thank you.
Thank you, Fahad. Minel?
Yes, thank you, Beher. And this is the third identified pillar of the three pillars of the strategy. We've been through the DNS security and stability and the domain name industry, and now it's the internet governance ecosystem. Objectives identified for this pillar were to promote multi-stakeholder internet governance mechanisms, foster healthier representation in ICANN constituencies, and strengthen engagement and effective participation in various constituencies of the overall internet governance ecosystem. And it's worth noting here that participation is not only that a matter of attendance, but it should be more of effective participation, which needs awareness of the discussed topics, comfortness of the format of discussions, awareness of the language, which I have to admit that the transcripts, translations, and interpretations are playing an instrumental role to facilitate this. And also, it's very important that all stakeholders are aware of their stake and the effectiveness of their participation and their role in order to spare the time, the effort, and the money to participate in such venues. The group has also come up with the following recommendations, bearing in mind the objectives listed in the previous slide, and those are to strengthen ICANN representation in the region, fostering relationships with regional and national stakeholders, and most importantly also building trust in ICANN's stewardship. We need also to stimulate engagement in global and regional internet-related fora, which includes even more than ICANN. It should be IGFs, ISOC, RIRs, and many, many more. I don't want to list, not to forget any of those. Also promote and support national and regional multi-stakeholder initiatives, and again, those include national and regional IGFs, ISOC chapters, and others. And finally, improve ICANN outreach and raise awareness of ICANN within the region. Nailing those down into concrete actions, we would like to see an increase in ICANN fellowship opportunities, establish ICANN ambassador program, support existing internet governance mechanisms, develop and sponsor outreach programs and initiatives, of course, in partnership with national and regional stakeholders. And this is important, that ICANN should have strategic partnerships with local players from the region. Develop and sponsor capacity building programs to stimulate multi-stakeholder, bottom-up, consensus-driven policy development processes. And again, it's important that people get to learn more about the model, have simulation formats, try it, and so that to be comfort when they come and participate. Support the creation of remote hubs for participating to ICANN meetings, similar to those of IGFs. We frankly think those are very successful. Also, train the trainers programs and help develop material that ultimately would be integrated in academic curricula within the region. again, it's hard to have some quantitative metrics for this pillar, but we tried to come up with some, and again, it's all subject to our discussion today. So it's increase in participation of various stakeholders from the region. This could be, of course, in terms of numbers, frequency of attendance, as well as effectiveness of participation, which again could be measured in terms of roles, responsibilities, contributions, and involvement in working groups and other work of ICANN. Then increase in ICANN outreach to the region, and this could also be in terms of number of events, number of trainings held in the region, as well as number of staff present in the region, ambassadors, and so on and so forth. And finally, increase in participation from the region in other relevant fora, again, such as the ISOC, IETF, RIRs, and so on. This definitely, even indirectly, but again, would have an impact on a well-balanced participation from the region in ICANN's different SOs and ACs. Thank you.
Thank you, Manel. So in terms of next steps, as said, the document is available for public comments till April 19th, and the group plans to finalize the strategy document by May 10th, and then we'll be working on the implementation plan to be ready for execution starting FY14. And the document is available on the community wiki. The link is here, the email address. So we look forward to, you know, receiving feedback and comments and suggestions from the community. With this, we come to the end of the presentation part, and now it's time to take questions. I can see Adrian right here. Yeah, thank you, Ali.
Thanks, Bahir. My name's Adrian Kinderis from ARI Registry Services. First of all, congratulations on this initiative and the presentation you've just done. It's fantastic. And having spent a long time in the region, working alongside the governments, these are the things that have absolutely been missing. So I'm buoyed by the fact that there is some effort going on. I just want to refer to my notes that I took while you were talking. This is your fault, Bahir, because if I had I had more time to think. First of all, I love the fact that we use the terminology domain name industry. I think that's great that we're getting to identify exactly who we are and what industry we represent, rather than this unknown DNS industry that we've normally sort of called ourselves. So congratulations on taking that vernacular. More specifically, I'm encouraged by the fact that you're using metrics to measure your success. And I just thought I wanted to contribute a couple of points to that. I think what would be important is to find out, data is king, right? And if we can get a baseline set of data, a benchmark, and then we can work at measure ourselves against it. What I think would be great would be the number of registrations per capita in the region and compare that to, for example, some of the Western society or communities, just because I think that's where you'll see the real impact straight out of the gate if indeed you're being successful. Potentially also want to run that against the number of businesses. We found that that's a successful metric as well when measuring number of domain names per businesses online. And then the last one you may want to do is, of course, CC versus G. So of those businesses that are registering domain names, for example, in the UAE, how many of them have registered a .com versus how many have registered the local .ae name? That may be beneficial. Then, of course, the drivers as to why we get online. And I notice that we're using the number of domain names as a criteria for success, but, of course, the domain name does nothing on its own. And so can I suggest that, and we did discuss this at the Arab Internet Governance meeting in Dubai recently, that content is important, and to promote content, local content especially, such that that drives people to want to get online and therefore, ergo, they get a domain name. So some initiatives around driving content and being and piggybacking off some of the work that's being done there may well be beneficial. My last point is that I would want you to consider yourself part of a wider domain name industry at all times. And that is, whilst your needs will be specific to the Arab region, and you are part of a localised domain name industry, there is some good work being done globally that I think you can also piggyback on. I know that ICANN is particularly interested in pulling together somewhat of a domain name expo. I think it would be important to ensure that when ICANN does decide to do these initiatives, that they are taken globally and it indeed stops in your region. So, you know, whilst we can consider ourselves a domain name industry within the Arab region, and we can look to pull everybody together there to do localised activity, keep an eye out for what's happening on a bigger picture and make sure that you're dragging that in to what you're doing, because some of that effort will assist you and also make your efforts much more efficient by way of messaging and so on and so forth. The last part I want to do is actually an advertisement, and that is for the domain name association that is being developed. It's in very embryonic stage at the moment, something we're working with ICANN for. I have, as of yesterday, been voted the chair of the interim board for the Domain Name Association. And this is really a subset of the domain name industry globally. And the association itself is there for the purpose of highlighting the utility of domain names and to ensure that they remain relevant and a positive utility in the market. We all have an invested interest there. And I would ask that once that solidifies a little bit more, and it's still a work in progress, and we're hoping to come out and actually launch on April 23 to piggyback off the DNS summit that Fadi's organising in New York. If we can get together, then I would hope that we can present that to the Arab region and it be embraced by the Arab region as well. Governments, CCs, Gs, it's everybody within the domain name industry. So I think that'll also assist, because some of that work will be able to bleed out into what you're doing. So I hope that's helpful. I know I've taken up a lot of time, but thank you.
Thank you, Adrian. Actually, this is very, very helpful. First, congratulations on your appointment as a chair of the Domain Name Association. And I think one point I want to emphasize, and it was mentioned by previous speakers, by Tara as well, is the fact that in implementing this strategy, ICANN will be looking for partners to work with from the region, from the international community as well, businesses as well as internet organizations, ISOC, RIRs, and so on. This will help in areas like content. So ICANN content is not our area, but we can partner with others in that area. Same with the domain name industry, to learn and to cooperate with international experts in that regard. So thank you very much for your remarks. I see another question.
Thank you. Joy Lidicote from the non-commercial users constituency. Great to get the update. Thank you all. I have a sort of question for each of the panelists, if I may. Just firstly, in relation to security and stability and the internet infrastructure in the region, this is a particular interest to the networks and groups that I work with, who are human rights defenders, who are particularly concerned that one of the greatest risks to security and stability in the region is, of course, the actions of some governments. And their interference with and monitoring of and trying to manage DNS traffic in the region for various political reasons. So, and not least of which might be interference with and stopping of the internet itself, as we've seen so famously in Egypt, for example. So I think it would be important and reassuring to the community to be assured that these were also factors that were being taken into account by ICANN And these are also things which you should be aware of course, with the quality of your working group, I'm sure you will be, are being watched very keenly by civil society groups in the region. So comment on that, please. Secondly, in relation to developing the infrastructure at country level, there are, of course, a number of CCTLDs that have alternatives to the UDRP for dispute resolution, and particularly where you've got countries whose registrations are numbering in the tens of thousands rather than the hundreds of thousands. These may be better options at local level and grow capacity in the region rather than contract it out. So I think that I'd appreciate perhaps a comment on consideration of that. And then finally, in relation to the internet governance outreach, I'm really delighted and really pleased to hear about that, and really happy to offer Association for Progressive Communications networks with human rights defenders and civil society groups, particularly women's human rights defenders, to support that ICANN outreach. Thank you.
Thank you. Any feedback from the panel? Sermon?
So as far as accessibility and privacy concerns, I think what is these are things which we actually discussed in the group, and what needs is a more in a way discussion with policymakers and bring these issues. We also need to engage the community in the process. Eventually, this is more relevant to the internet governance area. And again, there are concrete steps in which we want to engage with the community and bring in awareness of these issues, and probably have a mechanism to drive this in a bottom up approach. And as I said, in parallel, we also obviously want to bring these issues to policymakers in a top down approach and try to see what challenges exist and what are possible solutions. It's a little, I think, it's too soon for us to, at least, to comment on what exact actions will be derived in this context. As I said, we've actually talked about privacy concerns in the group. We've also talked about the dispute resolution issues, and the idea is to engage the community, bring these issues on board, and then let the community engage in the process to find out what the solutions are.
Yes, thank you. I'm glad to hear that you're excited about the multi-stakeholder thing, and you're mentioning outreach and women and so on. In fact, I frankly believe that we have to outreach to all different stakeholders and include everyone and try to maintain the balance, because this would indirectly promote the multi-stakeholder models that we would like to see nationally. I mean, you cannot really impose a multi-stakeholder model nationally, but if you empower the different stakeholders, a multi-stakeholder would implicitly be in place. And the different stakeholders have to be outreached separately and each in their own language. I mean, I'm sure governments would like to know that their views are being considered and effective. Business sector need to be aware of the business opportunities and the stake they might have from participating in civil society, women, other participants also need to know that this is a venue where their voices may be heard. So it's very important that we outreach to each and every stakeholder differently and try to bring them on board. Thank you.
Okay, we have another intervention. Please introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Wolf Ulrich Knoben. I'm with the GNSO, and I'm actually one of the vice chairs of the GNSO. I also would like to join the other speakers congratulating you to this strategy. From my personal perspective, I would just say just start to implement it as early as possible. It's not easy. It's not easy. It's where the problems are going to start with. But I would also like to come back to one point you mentioned, that is the outreach, its participation, and the GNSO especially is the body who is represented through its constituencies in the diverse, very diverse groups. And this is, from our point of view, from the GNSO's point of view, is also the problem to get more participation into that. And I would like to welcome if your strategy in your area, in your region, would lead to that, that we could come together and could have more participation. And I would like to offer that the constituencies, I'm sure that all the others as well are aware of that, and I would like to give support to you and to discuss ways how we could come together and could get more participation. One point is, specifically here in the ICANN meetings, as usual, we have those so-called constituency days, which is tomorrow, the Tuesdays. All these different constituencies have their own meetings, and we would like to welcome you, everybody of you, on the different people here from your region, to participate and to look at what is going on in those constituency meetings. What are the items to be discussed. I understand it's not easy to dive in as a newcomer, but that is where the collaboration could start with. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Manel, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you again for the offer. And if you ask me, but of course you would be in a better position to tell us, I really feel that we have a weak point from the private sector in our region. I don't think we have enough participation. And of course, coming from the GNSO, you would be in a better position to give us your insights. But again, yes, the offer is most welcome, and I feel we in the region, we need badly to bring our private sector here to the venue. I think we have quite a number of membership, and I won't say active participation, but again, we have a number of government that are members of the GAC. I think also the CCNSO, we may be having some numbers of membership, but I don't think we have the same when it comes to the GNSO. So it's really a point that we would welcome any help in. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a question here.
Good afternoon. I'm Shahram Subutipur from Iran, Iranian ICT Association. First of all, I would like to express my insight about the issue that you mentioned about the low level of domain industry involvement in this region. I think the main problem in this region is that the business part that can be active in this industry is very weak in this region. So it doesn't bring an area for everybody to work on this. This is the problem. But to have a better involvement, I have two questions. First of all, I know that this is a working group under ICANN, right? This is the first question. If it is, what kind of membership do you, what kind of bylaws, what kind of membership are you going to create for this? And is it open for everybody to come or not? And how we can be more involved in this? And secondly, what is the method of collaboration and policy making and development in the system? Is it going to be like subgroups or committees? what else? Thank you.
Thank you for the questions. So on the first question about the working group, it's under ICANN in the sense that ICANN facilitates the work. It's not an ICANN working group in the sense that all members of the group are community members. The group was established through a call for sort of, you know, who's interested in joining the group. The call went to all members in ICANN constituencies from the region, from the different countries. However, during our over the course of the 3 months, we got sort of, you know, we heard from other parties that they might be interested in joining as well. We had a face-to-face meeting in Dubai that was attended by a regional organization like UNESCO, which was not represented in the group, but they showed interest and they joined the group. We also had Sophie Maddens from the Internet Society. She joined our meeting in Dubai and she followed our work since then. So the group is not an open-ended group, because in the end we need to have a group of people to do the work. But at the same time, there is no membership per se. It was a community-driven thing. Now, going forward, after finalizing the strategy document itself and, you know, moving to the implementation part, and this is your second point about, you know, the method of collaboration, I think this is an excellent question, and this is the in my view, the most important question that this group is yet to discuss, how we're going to implement this and what kind of, you know, collaboration and what kind of mechanism we need in place to do the work. So, I don't have an answer to the second part yet, but, you know, if any of the panelists has anything to add, so go ahead. Sarmid.
So this is something we've actually had a significant discussion on within the group. And one of the things going forward, we know that we definitely need a regional mechanism to engage and make sure, well, plan and eventually execute and measure the impact of this strategy. What's been discussed so far is that we'll start from an informal measure where possibly the members of the current team may volunteer to continue in some way to keep engaging with ICANN. But this is eventually going to be in the details of the plan, and eventually the execution will eventually go into ICANN's ambit, not in this group's ambit. So this group, if it's to whatever extent it's formed, will remain consultative in nature. As far as what should be the modality of forming this group, this is again something, as Bahar said, still being discussed. We've not finalized this, but we should actually have a clearer answer by the time this report is published by 10th May. And if you have any suggestions in how this group should be formulated, please feel free to send in your recommendations to the email or talk to any one of us, either way. But this is something which we are grappling with, and we aim to get the solution of it by the end of the publication of this document, so by 10th May.
Just to stress that for the time being, the way you can contribute is by please providing your comments on the strategy through the public comment period.
Yeah, Navid, do you have a question? Oh, okay. Any other questions or comments? Yeah, Walid.
I'm Walid Al-Sakaf from Yemen, as also a new ICANN fellow. What is important for me to consider in this strategy is to focus on the trends in the region. I mean, considering the impact of what we do now will have in the future. And one of the important trends is what happens to do with human rights. So that's where I think we need to push that aspect a little bit further. I know ICANN doesn't involve itself a lot in this, but I'm still convinced that because many of the activists I've been involved in on a personal level do not access a lot of content online in the Arab region because of fear of repercussions. So there's an issue to do with the aspect of access to information. So if you take the extra courageous effort of pushing that agenda a bit, it could be helpful. Thank you.
Lead.